WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Former Charlottesville Police Chief Al Thomas resigned last December, and he's still drawing his salary. Will some of Virginia's new online sales tax windfall go to local schools? And how does Virginia's gender gap in pay compare to the national average? This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, October 2nd.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Charlottesville's embattled former police chief is still receiving his salary 10 months after resigning. City spokesman Brian Wheeler says that Al Thomas is not on active duty but will remain on the city's payroll through July 15th of next year. He says Thomas's annual salary is more than $134,000. Thomas stepped down in December after a scathing report about the law enforcement response to last year's deadly white supremacist rally. Wheeler says that Thomas did not enter the standard contract for most public employees when he was hired in 2016. Megan Ryan with the Virginia Coalition for Open Government says the contract with Thomas should be disclosed. One Virginia lawmaker wants some of the sales tax collected from online purchases to go toward school construction. The Virginian Pilot reports that Senator Bill Stanley, a Republican representing Franklin County, has proposed changing how school construction needs are funded. Construction costs are currently funded by localities. A 2017 Supreme Court decision allows Virginia to collect sales tax from online purchases, which is expected to produce about $300 million per year, but that is slated to go toward transportation. The Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles is now issuing a new type of driver's license. It's called Real ID. From partner station WCVE, Whitney Evans explains.
The Real ID will look almost exactly like the current state-issued driver's license. The only difference will be a star in the right-hand corner. After October 1, 2020, Virginia residents who want to board a flight or enter a secure federal facility will need either a Real ID, a passport, military ID, or some other approved form of identification. The old Virginia driver's license won't be accepted. The new ID comes with a $10 one-time fee in addition to the cost of purchasing a new driver's license. Congress approved the Real ID Act in 2005, requiring states to improve security standards for identification cards and driver's licenses. Whitney Evans, WMRA News.
50 years ago, Virginians began abandoning cities for the suburbs. Then cities made a comeback and became thriving cultural centers. Well, now, as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, the pendulum may be swinging back the other way.
In the late 90s and early 2000s, Virginia's cities hit rock bottom, the lowest population they had since the 1950s. Then something happened. Cities became hip again, and everybody wanted to live downtown. Now things might be changing again. Hamilton Lombard at the University of Virginia says that growth trend for cities might be more fragile than it appears.
I think a little bit what we're seeing right now is a return to some of the trends we saw before the recession. There appears to still be more growth going on in cities than we had in a lot of the decades beforehand, but it's slowing down. You're seeing more families that often start off in cities moving out, maybe to buy a home out in nearby suburban counties.
Terry Clower at George Mason University says millennials are forming families now.
And maybe their behavior will be a little bit different as homeowners, as parents, than they were when they were 20-something years old. One of the things that we oftentimes say about this is living above a bar is a lot of fun until you're toting a four-year-old with you.
That's especially true for Richmond and Northern Virginia, he says, where housing in urban areas is becoming increasingly expensive. So perhaps it's a shifting housing market that's driving more growth in suburbia.
Women in Virginia do not make as much money as their male counterparts. In fact, they are falling below the national average, and Michael Pope has this look at the gender gap in wages.
Women in Virginia make 81% of what men make. That's slightly below the national average, which means women in Virginia are falling behind. Sarah Fleisch-Fink at the National Partnership for Women and Families says one potential fix is more transparency about wages.
An example of this could be having job postings include a salary range so that people know the range that an employer has in mind, and it takes some of that gray area off the table.
Deb Vagans at the American Association of University Women says another potential fix could be banning employers from asking potential employees about their salary history.
The problem with that is if salaries have been tainted by discrimination, then even a well-meaning employer might be carrying discrimination forward if they use their prior salary to set current wages.
Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the women to men's earning ratio in Virginia has ranged from a low point of 72% in 2000 to a high point of 84% in 2014. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. That's the podcast for Tuesday. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.